Bagi saya, tak ada paksaan. Sukan ni macam dah jadi darah daging saya. Dan juga memang saya suka bersukan. Beza di Australia ni, dia punya konsep and filosofi dia is very aggressive and attacking. Yang membuatkan I very sharp. We are professional team. When we play game, we just go for a win. Whether we win, we draw or we lose is secondary. We finish 9 out of 12 team. But I believe kalau dia ada with the team, I think we can give other teams run for their money lah. We lost. No, I cannot accept. Sebab I make cita-cita pun nak main World Cup. Eh, after dia kena tunggu 4 tahun lagi.
I balik hotel, I cried, you know.
Beliau digelar sebagai The Boss. And kali terakhir beliau beraksi adalah pada tahun 2002 di Kuala Lumpur World Cup disebabkan hilang beberapa gigi. Ya ke? Guest saya pada hari ini akan berkongsi perjalanan beliau sebelum menjadi atlet sehingga mewakili negara ke Olimpik. Tapi sebelum tu, saya dalam misi untuk membantu rakyat Malaysia mengurangkan 1% obesiti. Anda boleh membantu saya. Macam mana? Share dan juga like video kami ini supaya lebih ramai orang ketahui tentang ilmu yang dikongsi. What's up guys? It's your brother from another mother, Coach Cam Izzuan. Selamat datang ke musim 3 episod 44. Tanpa membuang masa, saya ingin memperkenalkan beliau yang digelar The Boss. Please welcome Datuk Mirnawan Nawawi. Welcome Datuk. Pertama sekali, saya nak share dengan you all. Suatu ketika dahulu, saya dan Nana pernah menjadi coach dalam program Astro Arena Bootcamp. That was 7 years ago. Okay, 7 tahun yang lalu. And Datuk and host Astro Arena lain juga adalah peserta dalam program tersebut. So secara jujurnya, pada ketika itu saya memang tak familiar langsung lah tentang hoki, apatah lagi tentang Datuk. So hari ini saya berpeluang, and you guys juga also berpeluang untuk dapat kenal Datuk dengan lebih dekat lagi. So, welcome Datuk.
Thank you.
Thank you very much sebab sudi datang nak kongsi your perjalanan sebab saya memang nak tahu sangat.
Yeah.
Okay. Let us start dengan, boleh Datuk cerita sikit perjalanan hidup daripada kecil sebelum masuk ke Royal Military College ni?
Okay, apa ni ramai yang tak tahu. Kan? Orang hanya tahu Mirnawan Nawawi ni adalah bekas ketua pasukan hoki negara.
Betul.
Tapi ramai yang tak tahu yang saya ni berasal daripada Melaka, iaitu Kampung Bandar Kabar Melaka. Dan dalam sukan ni saya bermula menceburkan diri dalam bidang sukan renang dahulu.
Oh,
dia ada banyak sejarah.
Jeng.
Ramai yang tak tahu kat
okay,
luar
sana. Okay.
Di mana saya bermula dalam sukan ni bermula dengan sukan renang.
Okay.
Iaitu my father dia dulu British Army kat Singapore and dia very active in swimming. So apabila balik ke Melaka selepas habis di apa ni sebagai British Army di Singapore, dia bertugas di Majlis Perbandaran Melaka Tengah masa tu.
Okay.
So in charge of the swimming pool. So masa umur saya 5 tahun, saya ingat lagi my father akan bawa saya ke swimming pool and train saya.
Wow.
Saya ingat lagi bagaimana saya bermula. Selalunya bila swimming ni orang akan mula dengan apa? Floating.
Okay.
Right? Ini dia punya style, mungkin army style ataupun conventional sikit.
Campak.
Conventional dia campak. Bagi kita struggling dalam air itu, you know, like survival kan, lepas tu diangkat.
Faham.
That's how I learn how to float.
Faham.
Then of course aktif dalam sukan renang. Dan bila sekolah rendah tu saya bersekolah di Sekolah Rendah Kebangsaan Bandar Ili di Melaka. Dan I continue with swimming. Then darjah 3 saya mula bermain hoki. Dan untuk sekolah dan darjah 4 bermain bola pula.
Okey.
Dan darjah 5 dan juga darjah 6 saya mewakili pasukan sekolah agak dalam banyak sukan. Iaitu sukan renang, sukan bola sepak, sukan hoki, sepak takraw, pingpong and also badminton.
Wow.
So I wakil sekolah lah masa tu. Wow. Tapi wakil untuk Melaka bawah 12 tahun dalam 3 sukan. Iaitu sukan renang, sukan bola sepak dan juga sukan hoki.
Oh, amazing.
So that's how I started. And of course lah, masa sekolah rendah tu selain daripada cikgu saya, kalau bola sepak tu cikgu Ng Chee Kiat, dan hoki ni cikgu Long Chai Kok.
Okay.
Dan of course my parents lah, because they are very supportive and always dia akan datang bila saya mewakili pasukan sekolah ataupun pasukan negeri di setiap lawanan dan juga di setiap kejohanan ataupun sukan. So bagi saya apa ni, support from my both parents tu is for me is very very important and I think vital lah.
Right, right.
Untuk I develop as you know like apa ni, one of the Malaysian hockey player kan.
Right.
Itu sekolah rendah.
Okay, saya nak menyampuk kejap lah tu. Okay. Were you being dipaksa ke untuk, okay, macam you mention your father campak dalam pool, okay, itu dipaksa. Then continuing main hockey, main ping pong, main bola ni dipaksa ke by choice?
No, actually tak ada paksaan. Because apa ni, macam father kita kan, dia kata okay jom we go swimming pool.
Okay.
Umur 5 tahun.
Okay.
Dan of course lah, budak mana yang tak suka swimming pool? Kan budak-budak. Tapi dia ada gudang sebalik batu tu.
Cara dia.
So bila dah kita dah suka pergi swimming pool and so on, so they change little bit the method. That mean bukan sahaja untuk beriadah atau bersukaria, tetapi dia ada satu program latihan yang saya perlu ikut.
Wow.
Bermakna pagi actually masa saya sekolah rendah tu, pukul 5:30 saya dah ada kat swimming pool.
Wow.
5:30. So I swim.
Yeah.
Bukan happy-happy eh. Kalau seorang-seorang nak happy apa dekat swimming pool tu.
Betul lah.
So I train. Then after that I will take my shower semua dekat swimming pool. Then I akan pergi breakfast dekat tepi laut. After breakfast tu then baru I pergi sekolah.
Wow.
Then petang pun jadual yang sama. Saya akan pergi ke swimming pool lah. Okay. Sebelah petang. Okay. Dan bagi saya tak ada paksaan. Sukan ni macam dah jadi macam satu apa ni, darah daging saya.
Okay.
Dan juga memang saya suka bersukan.
Okay.
Suka bersukan, tak ada paksaan. Kadang-kadang lepas sekolah saya balik rumah. Sebelum balik rumah tu saya main bola dulu. Kat atas simen, main bola plastik. Main-main-main, okey dah ingat, dah rasa nak kena balik. Saya balik jalan kaki je. So my house, I think about 7 minutes walk from the school, balik, makan, pergi mengaji. Mengaji, habis mengaji je, datang sekolah balik. So dia ada lah aktiviti macam part-time hockey, bola.
Okay.
So tak ada paksaan. So bila musim badminton, saya just pergi selection, main badminton, selected. Bila musim pingpong, I just go and just carry the pingpong bat and play. Selected, takraw, selected. So I enjoy.
Okay.
Faham. You know, playing sports.
Okay.
And to have get parents yang betul-betul support.
Faham.
Dia tak ada nak halang ke apa. Kalau I pergi sekolah tu mungkin my parents lagi suka lah. Because my mother is a teacher.
Okay.
So dia ada dia punya own jadual kan.
Faham.
Then my father pun kerja. So rumah tu ada juga my auntie semua. So actually I enjoy lah. Enjoy okay. Sports. Tak ada paksaan.
Okay, kenapa saya tanya ni ya? Nak kongsi sikit je cerita saya. Mak saya cikgu juga. Okay. So dekat sekolah ada bowling ada semua. I participate. So bila saya participate, bapak saya kata I bring you to the lane untuk practice, make sure menang. So saya rasa dipaksa. Okay. So that's why I'm trying to relate. Like you are one of the best. So how do you become one of the best? Is it tiba-tiba minat tu ada benda jadi, atau memang because your father is a military person?
Kan? Yeah, actually actually kira like, macam apa ni, kalau like macam mungkin like macam your father tu dia letak target.
Betul.
Yeah, I don't know, like macam okay, you play tapi I want you to become the champion. Target. So mungkin dia nak suruh you fikir lah.
Okay,
apa yang perlu you buat, bermakna dia ada like macam dia ada behind the kata-kata dia tu, you kena, mungkin sekarang kita faham lah.
Yalah, sekarang faham kan, memang.
Mungkin masa tu, ini macam paksa kena menang kan. Tapi kira macam my parents tu, dia tak paksa.
Okay.
Tapi masa mula-mula swimming tu, yes. Tapi yang lain tu, when I pick up other games, dia tak paksa untuk saya main hoki, main bola, pingpong, okay, sepak takraw and so on. Tapi apa yang dia tahu, anak dia very active.
Okay.
And mungkin lah, mungkin kadang-kadang ni ada orang yang mungkin dianugerahkan mungkin bakat. Tapi masa sekolah rendah tu saya tak fikir saya akan menjadi seorang pemain hoki negara. Saya tak fikir. That means I just play. I just follow the flow.
Faham?
Kalau tidak, I akan main hoki saja.
Yalah, yalah.
Tapi saya main semua sukan. Saya main. I enjoy playing sports and so on, kan? So, saya tak fikir untuk nak main untuk negara pun masa tu lah.
Actually, that is my next question. Pernah nak terfikir satu hari nanti main hoki, kan?
Dia okay. Since apa ni, you bring up that question, kan? I think macam sekolah mendengar pula. Okay, you tadi you tanya before I masuk RMC, kan? So, I just want to macam nak apa ni orang kata justify apa yang saya cakap tadi yang saya tak ada pun cita-cita masa tu, kan? Bila di RMC, I masuk RMC. Masa tu saya tak tahu Royal Military College ni apa, dekat mana, because masa tu tak ada Google. Masa tu tak ada social media, right? Kalau ada Google, if my father told me, okay, I want to enroll you dekat RMC, kita dah Google lah. Apa Royal Military College ni, kan? Tapi masa tu mana kita tahu.
Betul.
So, tapi alhamdulillah, I dapat 5 A's. Masa penilaian darjah 5 tu. So, I rasa macam my parents macam nak pengsan lah. Dia tak percaya. Sebab because I'm too active. Dia tak sangka mungkin dia fikir kalau anak aku ni dapat 3 A. Masa penilaian darjah 5 pun dah alhamdulillah.
Yalah, yalah.
Sebab dia ni aktif.
Right.
So, I dapat 5 A. So then after that, my father, dia sendiri yang decide untuk masukkan I dekat Royal Military College. Dia yang mungkin fill up the form, my mother lah kot. Fill up the form semua, we tahu-tahu je, okay. My parents cakap, okay, you have to go for trials. Exam, semua, everything. So, oh yeah, go. Okay lah. I pergi Camp Trindak. Camp Trindak dia ada lah. Some after ni, exam, some exercise, blah. So dia ada zone semua. Then I was shortlisted. Shortlisted pergi Sungai Besi. Pergi Sungai Besi lagi sekali. Dia ada lagi test je semua. You know, test semua. Okay, alhamdulillah masuk. Dapat masuk. So bila masuk Royal Military College ni, I ingat lagi masa I form 1. So dia ada pasukan bawah 14 tahun. Bola sepak, hoki, you know. Tiba-tiba, two seniors call me. Seorang kapten bola sepak.
Okay.
Seorang kapten hoki.
Okay.
So they call me and ask me. Sebab mungkin dia tengok my CV ke apa lah kot. Right? Dia tengok my CV, main bola untuk Melaka and also hoki. So both of them call me, dia tanya, okay, Menawan, saya ketua pasukan bola sepak, saya ni ketua pasukan hoki. Sekarang ni both of us nak tanya you. You nak wakil RMC sukan apa?
Wow.
Antara bola sepak atau hoki. You know, I surprisingly, I boleh answer bola sepak. I play football for RMC. Okay. I tak main hoki.
Okay.
You know?
Why so?
Because, you know, football lah, everybody love football. So, bila I nak wakil Melaka, under 12 football and hoki, boom. Bermakna, mungkin lah, for under 12 ni, that mean I excel both lah.
Right. Betul.
Benar nak angkat, kalau tidak, I tak dapat wakil untuk Melaka.
Betul.
So, bila dia tanya, everybody love football. Right? Oh, okay, saya nak main bola. So, the hockey captain tu sad lah, sedih lah. Okay. Dah declare lah. Then I main bola for RMC, form 1, form 2, form 3. And form 3, under 15, we are the champion of wilayah persekutuan masa tu. And we played in Stadium Merdeka tau. Final. First time masuk Stadium Merdeka. Wow. Inilah yang stadium yang aku tengok. Apa ni, Piala Bola Merdeka. Malaysia Cup final and so on. So I get the opportunity lah to play. Okay, tu form 1, form 2, form 3 I tak main hoki. I just play for house lah.
Okay.
Rumah-rumah.
Baru-baru.
Dalam rumah so I main lah. Tapi I tak main hoki. Then bila under 15 pun I tak main hoki for RMC. Okay. And they are the champion, you know. They are the champion. Very strong RMC. So habis semua season. Then after that ada selection under 15 national hockey championship. Okay. Under 15,
right?
So masa tu tak ada buat apa-apa. So I fikir, hey, why not I go for selection? Okay. Because you know now tak ada apa-apa nak buat kan. So
elan lah, tadi duduk diam lah ni.
Then I cakap, hey, why not? Okay lah. So I pergi selection for wilayah persekutuan under 15. So I with all the RMC players, we go lah. For I remember lagi dekat Padang Cochrane. Cochrane selection dekat situ lah.
Okay.
So pergilah. Then player-player sekolah lain. St. John, T.I., you know, Vivekananda, Maxwell, semua.
But then masa tu masih main hockey, cuma bukan
sekolah,
setakat suka-suka je lah.
Suka-suka.
Okay.
For fun.
Okay.
Then I selection. So players lain tanya is the RMC boys. Hey, who's that player? So ada orang tak nampak awak, I tak main untuk RMC. Hey, he is a hockey player, but he tak main untuk RMC.
Right.
Dia main bola. So I pergi muak selected lah. For the under 50 wilayah persekutuan, then went to Johor. Then we end up runners up. Then daripada situ I dapat pilih untuk apa ni, Camp Bakat. Okay. Untuk bawah 15 tahun Malaysia tau, Camp Bakat. So from that tournament dia shortlisted lah. Player-player semua, so I dapat pilih lah. So form 4 I main both.
Okay.
I main hockey and also football.
Wow.
Form 5 also I main hockey, football. At the same time I tak tinggalkan swimming. I still represented RMC in water polo.
Wow.
And also swimming lah.
Tiga sport.
Secondary lah. So itu yang ramai tak tahu yang, you know, I also
pak dia kepada education pula macam mana?
Tak, education alhamdulillah. So that's why kilat macam Royal Military College is apa ni, asrama penuh kan.
Okay.
So they have army training, they have education, and they have sports. So everything must be balanced. So that's Royal Military College all about lah. So itu kalau nak tengok sejarah kan. Tapi of course lah, dia akan ada satu persimpangan yang I kena pilih.
Jadi kita nak dengar.
That's where bila under 18 wilayah persekutuan tu I dapat pilih untuk bola sepak dan juga hoki. So that's when I kena decide. Okay, so masa tu I minta nasihat my parents, my coaches, semua, everything, what should I do? Should I pilih football or I pilih hoki? Because masa tu kalau school championship pun, bola pun I score. Hoki pun I score. Bola pun I main striker. Tapi satu je yang buat I pilih hoki ni, because my cita-cita, my goal is to represent Malaysia in Olympics. So kalau kita tengok track record, hoki
faham,
peluang tu lebih besar untuk bantu saya untuk capai cita-cita saya untuk wakil negara di sukan Olimpik lah.
Faham.
So that is why I choose hoki.
Okay, so dah memang strategize lah benda tu.
Masa tu dalam persimpangan, of course you need to make decision.
Faham. And
sometimes it's hard, tapi you must have a motivation.
Betul.
You can have a goal you. So you tengok goal you apa you need, then you decide lah. That is why I choose hoki lah.
Okay, now dah faham dah cerita dia. Yang kau tidak terfikir macam mana dah decided pilih hoki. Okay, faham. Thank you. Okay, so speaking about this topic, dah memang plan ambil hoki sebab nak ke Olympic. So cerita sikit perjalanan tu and how you prepare yourself ke arah situ.
Dia kira like, macam masa tu, of course bila I pilih hoki bermakna I wakil bawah 18 tahun wilayah persekutuan, not in football but hoki. Right? So still following the flow lagi. Following the flow, play for wilayah persekutuan, play the under 18 tournament. Then bila form 5 pun I played for under 18 wilayah persekutuan. Tetapi ada lagi satu story bila I form 4 tu, dia ada satu selection untuk Piala Dunia Remaja yang akan masa tu lah. Masa I form 4 pada tahun 1987.
Okay.
Alright. So the Junior World Cup is 1989. Okay. Yang Malaysia start jadi host. Oh. Okay. So, the team dah start preparation tu masa ujung tahun 1986. Okay. I mean 3 years untuk Malaysian team to prepare for 1989 Junior World Cup. Mm. So, bermakna dia ada selection. Mm. Dia ada zonal selection. I mean, South Zone, Center Zone, East, semua, utara semua. So, I RMT. So, I attend the center, apa, Central Zone lah.
Okay.
Right? Masa tu, I think from 3, early form 4. Mm. Yang datang selection, masa tu, diorang ni semua dah 18 tahun. Mm. Yalah, because 18 tahun, right? Mm. 1986, mm. 1920, 1989. So, yang kena datang tu 18 ke bawah.
Right.
Tak boleh lebih lah. Walaupun Junior World Cup is under 21, tapi dia pada tahun 1989.
Okay.
So, yang datang 18 tahun.
Yalah.
So, masa tu, I form 3, early form 4. That means 15, 16 years old. 15 lah. Datang selection, okay lah, masa zonal tu I selected, shortlisted. Lepas tu semua yang shortlisted ni datang KL. Yang datang 18 tahun ni, semua yang dah main under 18 Malaysia, masa tu lah. So I, okay, I kena drop. So bermakna, it's not smooth sailing all the way. So I kena drop, tapi I'm okay.
When you say kena drop tu maknanya, sebab?
Drop daripada, okay, daripada selection ni, dia akan shortlisted for the national trainee.
Okay.
National junior trainee. Okay. So, for example, dia nak pilih 30 orang. Mm-hmm. So, daripada 30 orang ni, I kena drop lah.
Okay.
From this squad.
Faham.
Okay. So, kena drop. I'm okay. Because masa tu, I baru 16 tahun. Yeah. 15 tahun. So, diorang ni 18 tahun.
Yeah.
And Junior World Cup is 1989.
Right.
Bukannya next year. Yeah. So, it's okay. No problem. I will
for more time lah.
So, okay, I just follow the flow, play for the state, bang, bang, bang. In 1987, I ingat lagi, Champion School. Tapi masa tu, mungkin lah, bila interstate and so on, mungkin adalah nama I disebut sikit, you know, from outside the squad, kan? Ada sebut-sebut. Okay, then Champion School, I perform. So, mungkin my performance to catch
their attention, the
national culture semua, everything kan. So, I dapat call up.
Rezeki.
I said tu, what year tau? I dapat call up in 1988.
Yeah, one year before.
1988, mungkin my progress, my development kan, over the years. So, caught their eyes, I dapat call up. 1988. Padahal yang dua ni dah train dah 2 tahun lah.
Era.
I dapat pula masuk national training lah. Kira masuk. Masuk, okay, train them semua. Of course, I junior. Dia so kebanyakan senior. Train. Of course, apa ni, I letak, you know, my target is to play for Malaysia lah. 1989 Junior World Cup in Ipoh. Siapa tak nak main, even though I'm young compared to other players. Masa tu, other players semua dah 20 tahun lah. So, train, play games and so on. Masa I masuk tu, I reserve.
Okay.
Walaupun dalam team, tapi reserve. Dan lepas tu, bila in 1989, we went to Pakistan for playing tour lah, before the tournament.
Ni friendly lah ni.
Friendly. Masa tu, of course, I put in my mind that I need to perform. You know, I need to perform. I need to prove that, you know, I'm worth to be in, not only in the team, to be in the first 11. So, masa tu, I top 4. I fight, you know, fight my place and everything. During Junior World Cup, I'm the first 11.
Bro.
You see, you know, the progress, kan?
Yeah.
I'm the first 11 and play dekat Junior World Cup in 1989. Oh. So, macam I kata, it's not, kalau you been dropped, you tak terpilih, so it's not end of the world.
Faham.
Because I gone through juga, walaupun sekali.
Yes.
Lepas tu never turn back lah.
Yalah.
You get what I mean?
Faham.
That means kira macam every day we work our part and so on. To be, you know, the best version of ourselves lah. To be in the team, to be better and better every day kan. So itu yang sekali I kena drop lah masa I umur 15-16 tahun. Then bila I masuk juniors, I first 11. After Junior World Cup, I been selected for the national team training camp. And from daripada situ, never turn back sampai I retired.
Okay, and I dah kongsi sikit this part. This is what we call rezeki tak salah alamat.
Yeah.
Even for you, tak apalah, mungkin bukan sekarang rezeki.
You don't know.
Betul.
Right? You just have to, if you, you know, you just have to bounce back and you just have to work. You know, work hard and so on, because nothing come easy.
Betul.
Sometimes when you are in the team, it's more difficult because you need to maintain your position and so on. So you still have to work hard.
Right. Betul. Still using it. So your cerita ni contoh consistency, dedication,
discipline.
Okay. Now kita tahu your journey represent Malaysia and tanya kemudiannya Olympics.
Okay.
Pengalaman manis dahulu.
Oh, pengalaman manis, of course. Apa ni, when we qualified for 1992 Barcelona Olympic lah. Tapi bila, before that, of course, like macam I kata, why I choose hockey, why I pick hockey, because I want to, apa ni, to represent Malaysia lah in Olympics. Bila I selected for national team pun, of course, I tahu that still that is my dream. So in 1989 kita masuk. In 1988, I was with the junior team masa tu kan. We failed to qualify 1988 Olympics dekat Seoul.
Okay.
Actually, we failed to qualify. Tapi I'm not in the team lah masa tu dengan juniors lagi kan. So bila I been rocked into the national team after the Junior World Cup 1989. So we have Asian Games. So the next Olympic is 1992 Barcelona Olympics. Right? So the team after Junior World Cup, our national team, boom, because we failed to qualify 88 Olympics, Malaysian Hockey Confederation masa tu Malaysian Hockey Federation lah.
Okay.
Mereka they bring in Terry Walsh from Australia. Terry Walsh is the first foreign coach. Young coach the Malaysian hockey team. He's the first foreign coach lah. So dia masuk.
Jap. In your view, kenapa tiba-tiba buat macam tu?
Because satu, before that, all the way local coach. Local coaches lah. Right? The last Olympic we qualified in 1984. Okay. Then 1988 we fail.
Okay.
Right? Then masa tu, hockey, world hockey, more to Australia and Europe.
Right.
They are strong.
Faham?
Alright. So, we can consider that they are the new master lah.
Okay.
Before that, it's Pakistan, yes. India and so on. So, bila kita fail 1988, and hockey jarang fail.
Okay.
Alright. So, Malaysian Hockey Federation, they have to think something. We have to be in 1992 Barcelona Olympic. So that is why they think that we need a foreign coach to coach the Malaysian team, to bring Malaysian team to Olympic. Masa tu lah. So they bring in Terry Walsh. Then we go Asian game. Then after that, we prepare for Olympic qualifier. That means you have to go to Olympic qualifier, then you qualify, baru you qualify the Olympics. So Terry Walsh, the coach lah. So masa tu, bila kita training semua everything, of course, macam Terry Walsh, dia akan cerita about Olympics, you know. He's the Olympian, you know, he played Australia, semua everything kan. Cerita, so I'm masa tu muda, 19 years old. Dan lepas tu ada in the team masa tu, ada a few players yang dah pernah main in 1984.
Okay.
Masa tu macam player like Sir Mustafa Karim, dan Sarjit Singh, Ahmad Fazil, Steven Van Rozen. So these player, dia pernah main 1984. And still with the team. So dia orang ni senior lah.
Right.
I young chico lah masa tu. So I tanya dia, how Olympic? So they will tell me about Olympic. You know, bila you pergi Olympic ni it's different.
Yeah.
You masuk, you know, the opening ceremony, you walk into the stadium saja lah. Macam you like, macam floating.
Yes.
Whole world watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Apa ada kat Olympic, macam-macam. So, bila I dengar, so, dia motivate I.
Darah muda lagi.
Betul-betul dia
lagi lah berapi kan.
Dia betul-betul motivate. And I told myself, I have to go Olympic. So, bila kita cakap macam tu, bermakna kita bukan cakap saja, kita kena buat.
Betul.
Right?
Yeah.
That means we have to train by hell. So, but the beauty masa tu, everybody want to go Olympic. Because we feel 88. So, the pressure is there. Not only Malaysian Hockey Federation, tetapi to the team. And we also tahu tanggungjawab kita ni besar untuk bawa balik Malaysia ke Olympic. So, whole team work hard. Itu yang I tahu semua mati-mati, you know, push one another. Tak ada tuan-tuan punya. That means masing-masing push. Push bila buat fitness especially. Right? Buat gym, lepas tu fitness training and so on. We will push each other.
Faham.
So then we go qualifier.
Okay, sebelum kita masuk dekat qualifier kan. Kita datang minum air dulu, boleh minum air dulu.
Boleh, boleh. Itulah haus lah.
Minum.
Right? Okay. Tapi inilah bila talk about apa ni your journey.
Your journey, of course.
Hey.
Memang seronok.
Actually, masa even, pun aku tak cukup.
I can even feel the the fire and the drive within you kan. Okay. Ni back to the coach yang di import lah dari Australia tu kan. Apa beza training dia?
Okay.
Because takkan kata sebab dia masalah terror kan?
Betul.
I want to know that.
Betul. Okay. Dia macam ni lah yang nak cakap. Bukannya kita. For example, before that, Yalah, Malaysian coaches. Right? In the junior. Semua kan? Dan lepas tu senior team pun sekejap. Dan lepas tu Terry Walsh masuk.
Okay.
So, when Terry Walsh masuk, dia terapkan banyak latest technology, the method, the drills, the mindset, you know, about professionalism. So, kadang-kadang saya terfikir masa tu lah. Patut Australia ni, they are top 2 in the world, top 3 in the world for a long time. Masa tu mungkin kita coach Malaysia bukan kata tak bagus. Tapi mungkin masa tu kita tak banyak
tak
expose.
Update,
update expose, explore, right? And maybe masa tu in Europe, in Oceania, dia punya structure mungkin dah lain. The whole structure, the whole sport structure. Right? So, they introduce video session. Tapi macam video session ni bukannya just tengok video. That mean dia ada. Dia punya specific. The drills. Lepas tu one-on-one meeting. You know? They will tell you various weaknesses, your strength, what you need to improve. Tapi yang paling penting masa tu bagi saya adalah apa ni the professional approach yang dia terapkan pada kita.
This define. Cita sikit.
For me, very simple. Professionalism is what you do every day.
Okay.
That dia takkan memberi kesan yang negatif kepada your performance.
Okay.
Itu saja. Simple. Very simple.
That
means everybody, dia kena tahu that what do and don'ts. When you do yang don'ts, dia mungkin akan effect. Seperti you tak tidur awal.
Baru nak cakap.
Tak cukup makan ataupun intake lah. Your food intake, your rest, your fluid, your mental preparation. Right, your daily routine yang sepatutnya you ambil semua. So itu professionalism. Okay. Itu I punya pendapat.
Right.
Whatever you do, you can do whatever you do. Tapi you tahu apa yang you buat tu pastikan dia tak bagi kesan negatif kepada your performance. Itu saja.
Okay.
So so dia terapkan tu. So I rasa beruntung. You know why? bila I belajar about this, the professionalism, the approach, the methodology dia, and the doing semua kan, I muda lagi. So apa yang I belajar masa tu yang sebenarnya carry me throughout my career. Throughout my career. So for me, I rasa beruntung sebab I jumpa dia awal.
Yalah.
So benda-benda ni yang masa tu yang buka I punya mata lah.
Would you say pada ketika itu is your peak atau
for me itu yang bagi saya is my peak.
Oh. Okay.
4 years dengan dia, itu bagi saya bukan my best tapi I really perform lah. Tapi beza di Australia ni, dia punya konsep and philosophy dia is very aggressive and attacking.
Okay.
I'm striker. So bila I undergo right dia punya training yang membuatkan I very sharp, you know, very apa ni, kira macam goal poacher.
Meaning it's the methodology dengan you punya character ni memang kena.
Memang kena and I score a lot of goals. Right. I'm very effective semua everything. Sebab Australia punya philosophy dia, dia punya game is very aggressive and attacking.
Right.
Masa tu. And I plus striker. So that's why I macam apa ni orang kata, I betul-betul, what they call that now? I ada advantage lah.
Okay.
Situ lah.
Okay. So, that's regard about the coach. Dah faham dah. Thank you. Sebab I memang nak cuba faham kenapa yang...
Ya, yeah, sebab... Ya, yeah, I faham where you want to go. Because kadang-kadang, why kita nak agung-agung dengan Mas Ali?
Yes.
Right? And, apa beza dia reaction? Yes. And also Mas Ali di sini.
Betul.
Right? Tapi memang itu yang I want to share. Yeah. Tapi masa tu lah.
Yes.
Tapi I think like macam now, macam Malaysia pun ada yang lebih baik daripada Salih pun.
Okay.
Because of the exposures, right?
Betul.
Because kita pun sekarang ni dah celik.
Betul.
Tentang all the sports technology, sports science, everything lah. So tak ada lah banyak.
Okay.
Beza ke whatever, ada yang lebih bagus.
Thank you for that, but dah clear dah. Okay, now kita sambung pula the perjalanan ke Olympics.
Yeah.
Saat manis.
Of course, bila kita pergi qualifier, right? Dia masa tu qualifier ada 12 team, top 4 daripada situ akan layak ke Olympic. Sebab yang layak ke Olympic is the continental champion. So okay, kita ada 5 benua.
Okay.
So definitely yang semua champion ni dia automatic qualified. 5, lepas tu campur host, iaitu Spain. So jadi 6. 6. Okay. 6 dia 12 team. Okay lah, never mind. Cut story short. So dia top 4 qualified.
Okay.
So masa tu kita satu group dengan India. And India is very strong. Kalau based on ranking pun they are higher than us lah. So kita pula bila lepas tu kita ada Belgium, Switzerland, France. So kita pun tengok, okay, kita kena make sure that we finish. So bila masuk semis, 4-4 masuk lah.
Betul?
Because top 4 right? Top 2. So kita pun India ni susah.
Betul?
So okay, tapi tak pun make sure yang lain tu kita jangan drop. So okay lah, we play we beat Switzerland, France. Lepas tu kita jumpa India. Third game. Fourth game kita akan main dengan Belgium. Main dengan India ni. Puan dekat New Zealand lah. Masa tu kat Auckland. Main. Dia ingat kita beat India 3-2. We beat India 3-2. So when we beat India, we are the first person, first team qualified to semifinal.
Right.
So bermakna we are the first team to qualify to the Olympic. From that qualifier. We happy lah.
Right.
Tapi lepas tu kita ada satu lagi game lawan Belgium. Menang ke kalah, kita still qualified top 2. I still can remember that the Indian team. I think dia fumble lah. So they need us to beat Belgium. Kalau katakan kita draw dengan Belgium, they out for Olympic. So masa tu yalah, in India kan, hockey is like a religion juga. Now cricket lah. Macam hockey is their country sport, their country sport is hockey. Kalau consider religion is cricket lah. Right? So apa ni, so dia orang pun minta tolong, you know, make sure we beat Belgium lah. Then lepas tu we had meeting with the Terry Wall coach, semua everything kan. So Terry Wall cakap satu je, we are professional team. You know, we have to be professional. When we play game, we just go for a win. Whether we win, we draw or we lose is secondary.
Right.
But when we go inside the pitch, we don't care the situation and so on. We just go for the win. So we decided, yes, we want to go for the win.
Right.
Because we have to be professional.
Yeah lah.
Right? Even though Belgium mungkin akan minta tolong ke whatever, janganlah. Beat kita ke apa. So we played and we beat Belgium. We beat Belgium and India qualified to semi-final, and they qualified to the Olympics, and you know, of course they really appreciate our effort and so on.
Right.
So qualified the Olympic, happy. Satu Malaysia happy masa tu. Because 1988 kita failed.
Yeah.
And the pressure dengan press, the association, National Sport Council, KBS, because they also invest money and want to see Malaysia qualify kan. Olympic Council of Malaysia masa tu kan, kita masa tu pergi pun kita tahu, ini kalau kita tak qualified, mesti kita kena bantai.
Yalah.
Dengan press 100%.
Betul.
The pressure tau. Lepas tu macam the association lagi lah feel the pressure, because you bawa foreign coach, the first foreign coach, and kita bayar bukan murah. So kalau kita tak deliver, you just imagine. So bila kita qualified punya happy, then okay, qualified to Olympics, balik of course lah, ada sambutan lah, ini lah, itu semua, everything right. Then after that we prepare for Olympic. Tapi bila Olympic ni yang sayang dia, we have a very good team. Kita punya target, I think top 6, top 8 lah. Because bila you develop and progress, you kena be rational and apa ni, logical sikit lah. Because you under the top 4 team, top 6 team and so on. So you masuk the 12 bracket. Now, you top 12 in the world. So kalau you finish top 10, okay.
Okay.
So, tapi bila kita prepare for Olympic, our main player lah, one of our main player is our penalty corner specialist.
Okay.
Okay. 1 week before that,
oh no,
he got injured.
Oh no.
He's the number one penalty corner specialist for us. Right? Bermakna dia ni, kita punya special weapon. Macam kita punya nuclear bomb lah. You know, kalau dia tak ada, kita kena pakai bom katak.
Yeah, okay.
And go to war. Right? 1 week before that, I budak Melaka lah, I dengan dia lah, KM Baraj. 1 week, Coach Terry Wall bagi break. Okay, why not? Okay, before we go Olympic, semua go for break. 2-3 days lah. So, I balik dengan dia Melaka lah. Balik Melaka, then after that, dah decide dengan dia, okay, petang 2 hari lagi kita balik KL for training. So, okay lah. Then, dia, KM Baraj ni, dia boleh tolong kawan dia shifted house.
Oh no.
Pindah rumah.
So,
dia carry one big piece of glass. Carry. Ujung-ujung-ujung kan. Pegang lah glass yang besar. Nak pindah rumah, kawan dia nak pindah rumah, dia tolong. Pecah. Bila pecah, glass ni cut dia punya ni. Ankle. Nerve surat. Yang lain tak kena. Dia kena. Okay. Then when I call him, hey, okay, petang ni we are going back to KL. Then baru I dapat dia. So dia admitted to hospitals and everything. Then I went back alone. Then told the coach. Then the whole team turun lah. Memang semua one part visited him. And they're out for Olympic. So when we go to Barcelona Olympic, we finish 11.
Okay.
No, sorry, we finish 9.
Right.
We finish 9. out of 12 team, but I believe kalau dia ada with the team, I think we can give, you know, other teams run for their money lah.
Yes.
Bukan kata kita boleh menang goal ke whatever.
Faham.
Tapi mungkin we can at least
ada fight.
Top 8, top 7, top 6 pun. Hey, you are top 6 in the world.
Betul.
For example lah. So, itu yang buat yang I always macam
terfikir-fikir balik.
Ma, if kalau dia ada, mungkin we end up better position and so on. Saya kata lah, dia number one, the main penalty corner kita, out. So, itulah kita pergi.
That was the first Olympic lah kan?
First Olympic.
Okay, then, in four Olympics?
Then, tiga
Olympics.
Then, yeah. After that, 1996, Barcelona. And of course, macam the first Olympic tu, you tahu lah, bila pergi, tengok the environment, semua, everything, pergi opening ceremony, you met, you know, a lot of pairs in the world. Carl Lewis lah you jumpa. You know, Marlene Wotti lah masa tu. Banyak lah. Then 1996 pun sama. My second Olympic. Of course, after that, every Olympic, definitely we will work hard and so on to be there. Because Olympic ni adalah satu kejohanan yang terbesar dalam dunia kan.
Yes.
So, 96 qualified. And 2000 is my last Olympic. And I dapat penghormatan lah. To be the flag bearer for Malaysian contingent. Because that's my third Olympic. And I'm the captain of the team. So I dapat penghormatan tu lah. Bawa bendera Malaysia during the opening ceremony. And I think itu antara salah satu moment. Yang tak dapat dilupakan lah. I think my one of the best beside qualified the first Olympic and in 1998 pun Sukong we won apa ni silver medal dekat Sukan Olympic apa ni Commonwealth Game. I'm the captain and beat India during semi-final. Scored the golden goal on my 27th birthday, I think. 1998. That match lah. We beat India tu, my 27th birthday. On that day. So, tomorrow paper keluar. Half naked with the headline, birthday bash.
Right.
So, itu pun, apa ni, kenangan manis. Yeah,
so daripada semua kenangan manis ni lah, mesti ada kenangan pahit juga.
Yeah.
So what would be the kenangan pahit?
For me, kenangan pahit in 1993 lah, where we failed to qualify to World Cup Sydney.
Okay.
Sydney World Cup 1994. Qualifier tu is in 1993 dekat Poland.
Okay.
Whereby after 1992, then 1993 we won pretty qualified to World Cup. And I tak pernah main World Cup lagi masa tu.
Apa beza dia?
Dia beza dia Piala Dunia. You know, as a hockey player, you want to play in all major tournament.
Okay.
That means like macam of course macam SEA Games soon to hockey not so. Then you have Asian Games, you have Commonwealth Games, you have Olympic, and you have World Cup.
Okay,
right? Macam Piala Dunia kan?
Okay.
Olympic is Olympic, World Cup is World Cup. So as a hockey player, you dah main Olympic,
right?
Hey, okay. After this, I want to play World Cup.
Okay,
that's my first attack with the national team to play World Cup hockey. So, we went to Poland for qualifier. I remember that last game, lawan Belgium. Alright? So, kalau kita menang, we beat Belgium, we qualify lah to the World Cup, Sydney World Cup. So, what happened? I confident, you know, because with the teams and everything, kan, we have a quite reasonable, good team. First, how we leading 3-1. So masa you keluar dekat padang tu kan, masa break, satu kaki dah sini lah. 3-1 lah.
Yalah.
So mungkin after this we can score 1-2 goals lagi kot. Sebagai contoh. So keluar aku no. Okay, satu kaki dah. Sydney lah ni. And second half. Second half we have a few, you know, good chances to add the lead. So they score 3-2. Then they score 3-3. Then after that, extra time, still no score. Penalty stroke. So bila penalty stroke, we lost. Okay. So when kita kalah tu, I tak boleh terima.
Okay.
No, I cannot accept.
Right.
Sebab I make cita-cita pun nak main World Cup. After ni kena tunggu 4 tahun lagi. Baru World Cup datang lagi sekali. Alright. So I remember I balik hotel, I cried, you know. Cried whole day. Sampai besok. Cannot accept.
So basically dalam match tu you were overestimate?
Okay, like macam for me it's not me. Tapi it's a team kan.
Right.
A team sport.
Faham.
So in the end of the day, you know, it can happen. Because like macam kalau katakan one goal against bukan hanya seorang punya mistake.
Yeah.
Is dia ada sequence sebelum goal tu masuk. Okay, dia ada sequence of event.
Right.
Yang membuatkan bola tu pergi sana.
Faham.
Correct?
Yes. So
for me is like that. And it can happen bila you ambil penalty stroke. Macam penalty kick lah. Sometimes the best in the world pun can miss. Betul tak?
Yeah.
So for me, I tak salahkan siapa-siapa. You know, like, tapi I tak boleh accept that we lost and I kena tunggu 4 tahun lagi.
Right.
So I cried that, but I told myself one thing, that I don't want to go through this kind of situation lagi. Bermakna, after this, the Olympic, the World Cup qualifier, semua, I have to make sure that I doesn't go to balik. Macam ni punya situation yang I nangis, tak boleh tahan.
Okay.
So what do you do?
Tak tahu.
You have to work hard.
Right.
You have to make sure. And everybody have to play their part. Okay. That means this is team event. You can't afford that, you know, get like macam three quarter push themselves, ada dua tiga orang yang pentingkan diri dia sendiri, and so on, tak boleh. Everybody. Okay, if you want result, right, Tuhan akan tolong you. Tuhan kadang-kadang dia akan help you, macam you cakap nasib. We're lucky, a pup. But actually, itu nasib dia datang if you work hard.
Yes.
If you get
setuju.
That means the opportunity, the chances, the goal that you scored, dia takkan datang berkoli. Dia bukannya datang because of that day.
Right.
Dia datang because the past 2 years, you're working bloody hard. That is why, you know, sometimes God will help you.
Right.
When you need, like macam sometimes you tutup mata orang pukul, kadang-kadang you just tak nampak bola tu pun. You just dives and tutup pejam mata, tiba-tiba kena kayu ni gol.
Faham.
And I always believe like macam super goal lah is a fluke goal.
Fluke goal meaning fluke. Nasib.
Nasib.
Okay.
But you perlukan nasib tu.
Faham.
Betul tak? Kadang-kadang you rembat, tiba-tiba dia wazak-wazak macam ni, zup masuk.
Okay.
You buat lagi sekali tengok. Sebagai contoh.
Yalah.
You try.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need luck.
Okay.
So luck tu akan datang when you work bloody hard the last 2 years, push yourself, this one, that one, then baru you boleh dapat that result and you boleh dapat that luck.
Okay. Since you said that is your memory yang pahit. Kan? And you kata it's teamwork and jangan pentingkan diri.
Yeah.
Is it because during the preparation ada yang macam dah rasa confident dengan diri dia orang dah masuk Olympic, so tak apalah kita chill out dulu ke?
Ada. That's why okay. Like for example when we fail to go to Sydney. Ada.
Faham.
So you know, in the end of the day, you have to learn.
Yes.
From that experience. Uh-huh. We don't want to mention name,
uh-huh,
but we know.
Right.
Kita satu team buat.
Or, I would like to know, sir. Or is it you being too hard to that because you're the captain?
No. Dia bukan apa tau. Because, bila you tengok, sebelum tu, kita qualify for Olympics.
Yeah.
After 4 years yang we fail.
Yes.
Right? Then after Olympic is the qualifier for the World Cup.
Mm.
Maybe some players, they're happy lah.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Right? Mm. We are already put Olympic. Maybe some maybe not retire lah.
Yeah.
Because in a team, you are the wide range of ages lah.
Mm.
Ada yang 19 tahun, ada yang mungkin 35 tahun.
Mm-hmm.
This team lah.
Mm-hmm.
Senior, maybe intermediate, juniors, mix, right? So, mungkin ada yang di ramai Olympic. Then after that, for the World Cup, maybe they'll take things for granted. You know,
okay.
Mungkin dia tak push. Macam mana dia push masa Olympic tradition.
Faham.
So you can learn from that.
Okay.
So after that, when we progress, we have new team after that, semua everything. So we have to make sure that, you know, everybody have to play their part.
Uh-huh.
You can't afford. Uh-huh. Ada yang, you know, 50-50 training, curi tular,
uh-huh,
cut corners and so on. Because in the end of the day, nanti team suffer.
Yalah. Yeah.
Kan?
I can sense the competitiveness and kena maintain consistency kalau nak bermain dengan Datuk.
Mm.
Okay, nanti kita nak relate benda ni with also your daughter lah. Okay?
Yeah.
So next question. You did mention dalam recent news ni, you mentioned kita belum cukup baik di Sukan Asia sebab gagal melayakkan diri ke Sukan Olympic Paris 2024. Okay? And jadi kena gali dan tengok apakah yang diperlukan. So, nak relate dengan apa saya tanya tadi.
Okay. Yeah.
Before that was the coach daripada Australia.
Yeah,
sekarang pula apa?
Oh, okay. Like, macam apa I the team manager, that means apa yang I tengok lah eh. Macam, okay, Gali, for me, the last 3 years, I, as a team manager, kan, for the team, in terms of commitment, in terms of discipline, for me, boleh dikatakan bagus lah.
Okay.
Bagus. Kita boleh nampak.
Mm.
Right? And, but, we failed to qualify.
Mm.
Kan?
Mm-hmm.
So, bila you fail, definitely dia akan ada flaws.
Mm.
Dia akan ada flaws.
Mm.
Walaupun you give your best, you know, everybody trying their best. Give their best, committed, disciplined, follow instruction, ataupun follow sama, apa ni orang kata, the objective ke apa lah, the ni target semua everything, tapi in the order day we fail.
Kenapa?
Kenapa kan?
Mm.
So for me is the players, they have to really look, you know, to the dia tengok balik apa yang kurang. Right? Kalau kita nak salahkan orang, itu yang paling mudah lah.
Yes.
Because dia salah, ini tak betul, itu tak betul, and so on. My philosophy is, first, kalau you fail atau you kalah and so on, you tengok diri you sendiri dulu. You tanya diri you sendiri. Some other, you know, today I give my best or not. Whether I can give more or not. Whether that situation tadi, kalau aku dive tadi, mungkin aku boleh save. Atau tadi, kalau aku dive tadi, mungkin aku boleh score.
Faham?
And so on. First, you kena tanya diri you dulu. You don't pinpoint first.
Okay.
Right. So, daripada saya punya pengamatan is, kita ada saat yang team yang before lah, that we fail to deliver when matters. Okay? We fail to deliver when matter most. Okay.
Kenapa saya cakap macam tu? Because in Asian Games, we need to win. Our target to win gold. Right? To win gold and qualify automatic to Paris. Kita tak nak be qualifier dah. And this target is not satu hari punya target. This target from day one. We start to form this team. Day one. That we say we want to win gold. That means 2.5-3 years punya target. Right? To lepas tu, okay. So, bila macam tu, bila 1 month before that, bila like macam less pressure tournament, we boleh perform. We beat the team. Right? Even though India, number one in Asia. India pun nyaris sekarang kan gitu. Bila kita play against this team semua, bila less pressure. Okay, when we go Asian game, kita dekat pressure cooker.
Okay.
While go by crew, we have to deliver, we have to achieve our target, and so on. So, bermakna, it's pressure cooker. Tapi, this pressure is not before Asian game kita beritahu ulamas. From day one. So, bermakna, you dah ada kat dalam tu to win the goal.
Right.
And kita tak boleh anggap itu sebagai tekanan. Sebab 3 tahun lepas kita dah cakap.
Dah prepare awal-awal dah.
Mentally.
Yes.
So, we go and game yang kita perlu menang, kita fumble. Right? And padahal team tu kita jumpa sebulan lepas kita bantai dia. Sebagai contoh. So, okay. Cut story short, we fail to deliver what matters.
Okay.
Okay, tu satu. Dan lepas tu kita pergi qualifier pula. Sebab kita tak menang goal, kita pergi qualifier di Oman. We jumpa team yang sama. So, for example, katakan we need the result against this team. And kita dah main kat Asian Games. We have to learn daripada pengalaman kita.
Shouldn't make a mistake.
Actually, kita pun confident. Takkanlah 2 kali kita fumble lawan dengan team. So, we again jumpa team yang sama. We fumble. Why? Because a pressure cooker tournament. By hook or by crook, we need to produce, we need to deliver and so on. We fumble. So, apa pandangan saya ialah that how we want to overcome this. How we want to overcome when matter most. We need to deliver. And sebenarnya, itulah yang paling penting. Bukan apa yang kita buat, tak ada apa kita deliver. But when matter most, we fail.
Okay.
Macam dekat trial, interscore, bila actual exam, we fail miserably. And itu sebenarnya yang penting.
Yes.
Bukan yang trial ni. So, itu yang I cakap kena gali. How you want to overcome that?
See. Do you think, I don't know the situation, but do you think it's because psychologically, cara dia bakat baru ni compared to your era?
Itu yang kita kena.
Because the way how
it is. Yang I always kata that, you know, bila kita nak achieve ni, masa awal-awal pun, bila kita nak achieve ni, yang paling penting sekali is the players. Because they are the one that on the pitch, they are the one yang have to perform. They are the one yang kena execute, deliver everything. So, for me, daripada the players yang paling penting.
Okay.
So, bila kita fail ni, and I think like macam myself, Coach Arul, you know, the coaching team, Malaysian Hockey, MSN, KBS, semua, we already did our best. Tapi, still, we fail. Tapi apa satu pesanan saya pada dia orang, that jangan pandangkan lagi, jangan pandangkan lagi api yang membara untuk kita qualify ke Olympic. Walaupun I dah main 3 Olympic. Right? After I retired, kita belum qualify lagi. Dah 20 tahun dah. So jangan pandang, sebab I tahu one day we will qualify. So we still have to, you know, bila kita, walaupun dah 20 tahun kita fail to qualify, jangan padamkan kita punya angan-angan untuk apa ni, objektif kita untuk layak. We still have to bounce back. walaupun dah berapa banyak kali gagal. Itu yang I nak pesan. And for the players is, you know, in the end of the day, you yang paling penting sekali. Yang boleh bawa kita ke sukar Olimpik. Macam coaches, you know, managers, association, KBS, semua stakeholder ni, kita boleh siapkan platform, kita boleh sediakan whatever yang you perlukan. Tapi in the reality, you are the ones that
you are,
have to perform.
Yeah. Faham sangat. Since Dato' pernah mention kan, saya sebenarnya nak tanya nasihat Dato' kepada future athlete hockey kan, for the daerah and also negara lah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you already mentioned that part. And rasa-rasa based on your forecast, bila, based on what you've observed, I nak tahu.
Bila kita layak?
Bila? Okay. Like for your case, you dah tahu macam like, I akan ke Olympic.
I think kira macam, kalau you ask me, as a former national player kan, memang 2028, ada 4 tahun lagi, and you know, apa ni, nothing is impossible. And yang paling penting, if the players kan, they want to qualify, if they really want, they have to start now. So for me, nothing is impossible. That LA pun kita boleh try to qualify. And lagi sekali, I put the ball in the players' court. Sebenarnya dia orang yang boleh decide bila kita layak ke sukan Olimpik. Sebab macam saya kata, players is very important.
Kepada player yang tengah mendengar, I hope banyak hockey player kat luar sana mendengar. Macam Dato' sendiri kata, jangan padamkan api yang sedang membara. Jangan tunggu last minute baru nak all out, kan? Because I sense this is what you're trying to...
Ni Paris belum habis lagi tau. So now, you dah, you know.
Prepare lah.
Betul tak?
Yes.
It's not easy. It's not easy. So
guys, not just hockey player, but semua athlete di luar sana yang nak ada cita-cita tinggi macam Dato', can want to be the best among the rest, you have to start and kena be consistent discipline. So having said that, Dato', thank you very much. Sebab sendi berkongsi cerita ni, dah dapat dah. Dah faham dah cerita dia, permulaan dia.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
No problem.
Today kan. So, yeah, lama. Ingat lepas ni kena trade under shot.
InsyaAllah. So, again, Dato', thank you very much. InsyaAllah kita jumpa lagi. Take care, guys. Assalamualaikum. Peace out.
Salam.